It's Mardi Gras season, and the streets are filling up with parade goers and disposable plastic. To cut back on litter, the city of New Orleans has banned parade riders from throwing the plastic bags that beads are packaged in. But many environmentalists say that's not enough. Reporter Betsy Shepard traces Mardi Gras' environmental footprint from parade floats to coastal fisheries.
Every year, millions of pounds of plastic throws flood the streets of New Orleans for its Fat Tuesday festivities. And many of those beads and trinkets turn into litter or landfill waste almost immediately.
Our family went to the parade route, Mardi Gras Day, the year after the BP oil spill, and we were all just dumbfounded that we were surrounded by petroleum products.
That's Holly Grow, a mom and physician who became concerned in 2010 about the environmental impacts of all that plastic pollution. She and her husband Kirk founded Verdi Gras, or Green Gras, to rethink the holiday's excessive waste.
We decided to start putting the idea out there that we didn't need all this stuff. We wanted a sustainable Mardi Gras that we could all enjoy.
As Holly Grow would soon discover, these plastic beads weren't just wasteful, but also potentially toxic. She traced the plastic imports to Chinese factories and was alarmed to find out that the shipments contained so many toxic chemicals, they couldn't pass through California because of state health regulations. She teamed up with Tulane pharmacologist Howard Milkey to find out what exactly was in the beads.
They have a lot of different components that are very toxic, such as lead and other metals and flame retardants.
Dr. Milkey found trace amounts of toxic chemicals. But trace amounts found in mass volume, like the millions of pounds of Mardi Gras beads, can add up to significant environmental contamination, he says.
When they undergo any kind of weathering, the material that's in the bead will end up in those landfills. They do leach, and they do end up in the water table.
Beads that don't make it into the landfill might have a more direct environmental impact. In 2018, workers found 93,000 pounds of beads caught up in the city's storm drains. But no one knows how many pounds of beads pass through the drains into local waterways each year.
From the storm sewers, they go into their pumping system and potentially pumped out into the canals and ultimately the river.
That's Mark Benfield, an oceanography professor at Louisiana State University. Benfield's been using drones and skimming nets to survey plastic pollution in the Gulf of Mexico. And he's found the Gulf to have one of the world's highest concentrations of microplastics, which are harmful bits of plastic 5 millimeters or less in diameter, about the size of a Mardi Gras bead. Research from one of Benfield's colleagues at LSU found high levels of plastic in local seafood. Benfield says that's because the shiny beads look and smell tasty to marine life.
There's lots of fish that will feed on the seabed, and these beads are going to pass those pollutants on to the fish.
Scientists say it can take hundreds of years for those beads to biodegrade. Compare that to the one-time use of most Mardi Gras throws. New Orleans Infrastructure Chief Ramsey Green says, we have to make Mardi Gras more sustainable.
We're a city very vulnerable to climate change, and we need to be smarter about these environmental threats.
The city recently passed a rule that prohibits riders from throwing the plastic bags that beads are packaged in. But Green says, don't expect the city to regulate the beads anytime soon.
I would say that's entirely on the crews. There are a lot of stakeholders in Mardi Gras.
Over the last 10 years of trying to make Mardi Gras more green, Holly Grow has seen small amounts of progress. She's glad for the city's bag ban, but she says it's the millions of pounds of plastic that come in the bags that's the real problem. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepard.